Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 2 of The Trump Squad. Today's topic is libraries. I'm going to be speaking specifically about the New York State library system, in general, more so the Brooklyn public library system. As all of you know, I'm pretty sure throughout the country, several and all branches of libraries closed from March 15th on. Now, with the Brooklyn Public Library System, as of March 15th, they have been paying all of their employees' salaries since then. They didn't ask the employees to file for unemployment, which would have been the most normal thing to do. They insisted on paying them. Now, I want you to ask yourself, how does an organization, such as a library system, which is basically a nonprofit, which relies on patrons' donations to stay afloat, able to pay all the salaries, full-time and part-time, for all of their employees in all of their branches? And within Brooklyn, I'm pretty sure there is about maybe approximately 60 branches. Could be a little bit less, could be a little bit more. So ask yourself, how are they able to pay all the salaries of all their employees since March 15th? It's quite astonishing that no one else picked up on this going on within the library system. And throughout the pandemic, since March 15th, the library system in Brooklyn has been constantly asking patrons for donations. And patrons have been donating because they are told that their donations are going to be going to special programs for young children, special programs for adults, computer courses, art courses, anything that they can think of. But I need everyone to ask themselves, how are they paying all these employees? Within the time frame of since the pandemic started, if they would have told their employees to go on unemployment insurance, like every other company, they would have been able to save thousands of dollars in their library system if they did this. Plus, they would be able to have their employees get a steady paycheck, but the paycheck would be half of what their salary would be, which is basically what unemployment insurance is, before they changed everything in regards to the first stimulus package that came out. These employees have been paid their full-time or part-time salary to stay home and do absolutely nothing. Also consider that due to the time frame of when the pandemic started, which was March 15th, all of these people who were working filed their taxes and would get a tax refund. All of these people who were under a certain amount of money in regards to a yearly salary, in regards to the stimulus package, which is the bulk of maybe 90% of these people who work for the library system, they got a stimulus of $1,200 per person for each adult, as well as $500 for each child that they may have. So, they received a tax refund, they received a stimulus, and they received a full-time or a part-time salary on top of that. And no one sees the problem of what this is really about. How does a nonprofit be able to do things like this and get away with it? No one wants to investigate it. No one wants to even question it, but I am. I know several people who work in the library systems, and they have told me that the library has paid them their full-time or part-time salary. When they asked the library systems, their supervisors, and even the president, Linda Johnson, if they should go on unemployment, they were told no. So, we have to ask ourselves, how many nonprofits out there who scam people for money and don't do anything with the money that they are supposed to do. Sounds similar to what usually Hillary Clinton does with all of her charities. Wake up, people. You need to start paying attention to where your donations are going. Yes, libraries do have classes. They do have workshops for children and adults. But where does all this money go? They get millions of dollars a year for all of the branches of the library system. The computers sometimes don't work. The bathrooms are filthy. The floors are filthy. The tables are filthy. What are they doing with all this money? Think about that. Contact your congressman or your senator in your state and have this serious issue investigated. Don't give your money to people or to an organization if you do not trust them or if you have any doubts. That concludes today's episode of The Trump Squad. Please follow me on Twitter at The Trump Squad. And if you have any questions or suggestions for future topics on my podcast that you would like for me to speak about, please feel free to drop me an email at thetrumpsquadpodcast@gmail.com. Stay safe, stay healthy, and may we continue to make America great again.